Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. This is our fall fun drive edition of Jazz Northwest. We are raising some $600,000, and the drive will end when we reach that goal. So I hope that you'll make your pledge during this program to help us on our way, and it'll be over soon. You can make your gift now by going online at knkx.org. That's knkx.org, and thank you. This program often goes on location. About half our location recordings that we make in various concert halls, festivals, jazz clubs. One of the programs that we cover regularly is the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot Jazz in conjunction with Seattle Art Museum on the second Thursday of each month. This month's concert featured the guitarist and vocalist Brian Nova, who's been a fixture on the Seattle jazz scene since the early 80s, when he was one of the younger musicians who were polishing their chops at Loferno's alongside such veteran performers as Melody Jones, Floyd Standifer, and Buddy Catlett. Coming up as a player in that kind of surroundings, Brian has always appreciated the musical camaraderie that's such an important part of playing jazz. He's ranged up and down the West Coast, living in California as well as here in Seattle, and also touring internationally with jazz greats like guitarist Joe Pass and Herb Ellis, saxophonist Eddie Harris, and trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. In this case, we'll be listening to Brian with longtime Seattle friends Dan O'Brien on bass and Brian Kirk on drums, plus the great tenor saxophonist John Goforth. The friendship and interaction within this quartet is palpable. I've known these guys for many years, some going back to the 70s, and it felt like kind of a reunion to me. There's a good feeling in the room anytime they're on stage. Here's the Brian Nova Quartet from the Seattle Art Museum on Jazz Northwest.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but baby, not for me. With love to lead the way, I have found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of a kiss, I guess she's not for me. Thank you. gray than any Russian play Google would guarantee. I was a fool to fumble, and get that way. She's not, I guess, not for me. I guess that she is not. You can't keep what you ain't got. I guess that she is not for me. True story, actually.
You're listening to the Brand Nova Quartet from the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz Concert for the month of September. Brand Nova on vocals and guitar with John Goforth on tenor sax, Dan O'Brien bass, and Brian Kirk on drums. And it's coming to you on Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. It's our fall fund drive for $600,000 that we need for operating expenses for the next period, and the drive will end when we reach that goal. Your gift now counts toward that goal and help you get back to the regularly scheduled programs you look forward to and depend upon. Support KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Go online now at knkx.org to make your pledge. Back to the Seattle Art Museum concert in the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot. Here's Brand Nova.
This next tune is one of my favorites. I first learned it when I was on the road with Joe Pass. He would play it every night for his wife, Ellen, at the time. And I kind of thought, what a nice song. But then one night, late night TV came on, and I'd fallen asleep and woke up, and I heard this song being played through my hotel room. And I woke up to think, wow, that's a tune that Joe plays for his wife every night. And it turned out it was the theme for The Mummy with Boris Karloff. Yeah, I never really had the heart to tell Joe that. Well, here it is. Thank you. on, go for it. Song called Beautiful Love. Beautiful Love.
You're listening to a concert by the Brian Nova Quartet, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the monthly Art of Jazz series presented at the Art Museum in conjunction with Earshot Jazz. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. It's our fall fund drive at KNKX. Our goal is $600,000, and the drive ends when we reach our goal, so please make your gift today. A monthly sustaining gift of $5, $10, or $20 supports the jazz, blues, and news you count on all year long. To donate now, go to knkx.org and support programs like Jazz Northwest and other special programs here on 88.5 KNKX. knkx.org to make your donation to the continuation of all the jazz, blues, and news that you enjoy on this station. Thank you. Back once again to this concert by the Brian Nova Quartet at the Seattle Art Museum. Here's Brian.
This tune I sang years ago and kind of stopped singing it, and had the great fortune. We've been doing this. It was Ella's birthday, Ella Fitzgerald's birthday. Then we did a concert at the Apollo Theater, the whole mess of great singers and musicians, Count Basie Orchestra. And we've been going around the country. In fact, we're headed to Los Angeles next week to do it at the Ford Amphitheater. And this is a song that we're doing every night, and I fell back in love with it again. It's a great tune that Ella had a great time singing. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Why mess around with strife? I was never cut out to step out or strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just give me potatoes, mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. House that rings with joy and laughter, with the ones that you love inside. Some like the high road, I love the low road, free from all care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, oh yes indeedy, give me the simple life. Brian. college sprawl is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter with the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I love the low road. Free mall from care and strife. It may sound corny and seedy, but oh, yes indeedy, give me the simple life. Around the time I was on the road with Herbie Ellis, Herbie played this song every night, and I kind of liked it, but it was sort of like, you know, kind of a lot of chord changes, kind of this, kind of that. And then after Herbie, I went on the road with Eddie Harris, and Eddie Harris played it every night. And I thought, oh, well, maybe there's something more to this. And then Jimmy Smith played it every night, kind of funky, but still, same tune. But it wasn't until Joe Williams I heard him sing it, and I thought, wow. I get it now. It's got a great melody to it. I'm gonna swing it. It should be played slow. I always thought it should be very a slow song, but I still can't bring myself to playing it slow. Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again. Seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We laugh, we love, we cry, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Thank you. Of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We laughed, we loved, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends.
You're listening to the Brand Nova Quartet in concert from the Seattle Art Museum, the Art of Jazz series concert for the month of September. Brand Nova is on guitar and vocals with John Goforth on tenor sax, Dan O'Brien on bass, and Brian Kirk on drums. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX. You turn to KNKX for news you trust and music you need to get through each day during these chaotic times. If you've never made a gift to KNKX, it's a great time now to become a member, and please consider making your first gift today. Even better, become a sustaining member with a monthly gift of $5, $10, or $20. For more information, visit knkx.org to find out how you can help. This year we need to raise $600,000, and the drive will end when we reach that goal, and your gift now counts toward that goal and help you get back to the regularly scheduled programs you depend upon. Support KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news at knkx.org. Back once again to the Seattle Art Museum and this concert by the Brand Nova Quartet.
This next song's a very pretty song. It's written by a dear friend of mine, Gary Nicholson, who's written some great songs from everybody from Willie Nelson and a lot of great country artists, but he's been writing some wonderful, what I consider could be the next string of great American standards. This song is called A Better Word for Love. Here's another morning, soon she'll be waking up. I watch her and wonder if there's a better word for love. So many times I have told her, it never seems enough. So I'll keep searching for a better word for love. Mumbling, stumbling, wondering, will I find a way? I know, she knows, there's nothing more to say. tonight when I go walking, I'll ask the stars above if out there somewhere there's a better word for love. I'll just hold her tight till there's a better word for love. I guess I'll just hold her tight till there's a better word for love.
Isn't that a pretty song? I love those pretty songs. Here's a song I stole from Ernestine many years ago, who in turn stole it from Fats Domino. Well, I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, and I'm praying for your company, and I'm hoping you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run far away and hide? I'm gonna be right by your side. You pretty baby, I would even die. Walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping you'll come back to me. Come on, don't get walking. Thank you. Yes, indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping you'll come back to me. And I'm lonely as I can be, and I'm praying for your whole company, and I'm hoping you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run far away and hide? I'm gonna be right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I would even die. Walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping you will come back to me. Brian Kirk on the drums, Danny O'Brien on the bass, Jungo from the sax, and yours truly, Brian Nubb. We'll take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Great Fats Domino tune done there by the Brian Nova Quartet in this concert at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. It's our fall fun drive going on right now, and our goal is $600,000. When we reach that goal, the drive will end, so please make your gift today. And a monthly sustaining gift of $5, $10, or $20 supports the jazz, blues, and news you count on all year long. To donate now, go to knkx.org. That's knkx.org for more information about how you can help support the music and news that you enjoy and depend upon. Jazz Northwest is a program that is part of this. We go on location to bring you some of the great regional jazz festivals and concerts and jazz clubs and all the great jazz groups that we have around the Pacific Northwest. Pledge your support now by making a gift to knkx.org, and thank you. We'll wrap up this program of highlights from this concert by the Brian Nova Quartet at the Seattle Art Museum with a TV theme that became a jazz standard. The Brian Nova Quartet plays the Flintstones theme. Thank you. You've been listening to the Brian Nova Quartet playing at the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz Series. Brian Nova, vocal and guitar, John Goforth, tenor sax, Dan O'Brien, bass, and Brian Kirk on drums, wrapping it up here with the Flintstones theme. Brian leads the Sunday jams at the Musiquarium Lounge at the Triple Door. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, and Buddha for House Sound and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KNKX. Support your favorite jazz and news station by donating now to knkx.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.